Hey, what is up? In this episode, I want to talk with you about a basic principle of marketing. You should get your nerdy head around. And the end goal of this principle will help you generate better results. Results from your videos, or your ads, or your landing page, or any marketing info. So let me pump the brakes right here and just tell you, in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery, I'm going to tell you how to get better results understanding a very simple premise: product-centric versus customer-centric. Hit it.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, what is up? What is up? This is the start of the last week in the Wirebuzz Palatial Estate office. It's just been really me most of this year, you know, if you've been following the Toddcast. And in this episode, I want to talk with you about the power of relevant customer journeys, but really the power of relevancy is maybe the bigger topic. And yeah, we're moving out of the office this week and it'll happen over the weekend. But I think this is my last week here. I've loved this place. It's been my favorite place I've ever worked. But, you know, all things do come to an end. And economics teaches me that, hey, it doesn't really make sense to have, 4,000 square feet for me, myself, and I. Probably not. I could probably use that money wiser in other ways. Wait and see. It'll be kind of cool when you get to reallocate resources so you can start accelerating in different areas. So I want to talk to you about the power of relevancy and the being relevant to your end recipient. Now, there's a lot of things that happened in marketing once we had access to the data. The data changed everything, because once we started having analytics packages, the answers to where whatever your business should do lives inside of the analytics. That's where the decisions are. Buried deep down inside the data is where your decisions are. So when we just started to discover in the early days of digital marketing, people would just pump traffic to a landing page and they considered that good. They ran an ad and they treated everybody as one size fits all in the page. And this goes back to flyers about a company's a product. It goes back to marketing materials. You know, everything, radio ads and television, was designed for one type of recipient. And the traditional business model was really product-centric. Marketing your services based on one type of customer. And the way we looked at it is, hey, if you had one type of customer that made up like the largest percentage, that's who you should be marketing towards. But as we started to be able to dig into the analytic packages, we discovered something groundbreaking in the world of marketing. We discovered that product-centric didn't get the best results. Actually, customer-centric, the opposite. So instead of being about your product, and you asked your audience to decipher their way through it and find the relevance to themselves, why is it relevant to me? Marketing strategies got significantly better results when they flipped the script and became customer-centric. Customer-centric is an approach that focuses on creating a personalized and relevant experience for your customer. The customer journey pages, they address an individual persona's needs, pain, frustration, concerns directly. And when you do that with your videos, let me give you an example. Let's say you've got three different types of customers and they're all want to buy your product, but your product services different types of customers in different ways. Oh yeah, at the core, they might use it if you have a device to cut or to sew, but different types of users have different relevant needs, different pain, different frustrations, different problems that are being solved, different language that they use. What we've discovered because of the power of being relevant and being personalized, that the more relevant you made your solution to the person you're trying to influence, the better their attention span was. The longer they followed, the more they nodded their head in agreement. And guess what? The more likely they were to purchase. The more relevant your video is, the more relevant your customer journey page is, the more relevant the images on the page is, or the more relevant the copy down the page is to that specific type of recipient, the better the results are. Now, if you're saying to yourself, okay, I get that, but you can't ask me to create a unique page for each type of person I'm selling to, right? Is that what you're saying? Because the way I look at it, it's you're going to feel pain either way. You're going to feel pain either creating the individual page, oh, this is hard, or you're going to feel pain on the other end when your conversion rates are low because you're sending everybody to a one-size-fits-all page that doesn't feel personalized and relevant to probably a majority of your customers. Because if your biggest customer is like, I don't know, 40% of your total customer base, but you got a handful of others at like 25%, maybe a majority of your customers don't find your product-centric page and videos relevant to them. You're going to find pain when you see the conversion rates are low. So which poison do you prefer? The one with a lower conversion rate or the one that takes a little bit of time on the front end, creates individual pages that are hyper-relevant to the specific customer needs, and it's not each individual customer, it's each type of customer, the persona. Because the problem I'd rather have is the one where I stay up at night and create those pages instead of having the replicatable problem, because I solved that once. I create the pages that are relevant to the individual users and then put videos on those pages that are relevant to that type of customer and align those two things, the page, its copy, its images, the examples, the language with the video, so they're married together, and I create a customer-centric piece of content like a slip inside for a customer to go through based on what type of customer they are. I'd rather have that problem that I can solve than the replicatable pain every month, right? Wouldn't you? I'd hope so. I mean, once you do that, then people start buying at freakish rates. And you know what happens when people start buying from you at freakish rates? Parades inside your company. Yeah. Ticker tapes, man. Nobody cares about environmental issues when you're crushing your quotas. They will take the trash and dump it over your head. They'll be so friggin' excited. They will throw parades in your honor, and rightfully so. So if you want to get better results, and that's the ultimate promise of this podcast episode, and really everything that I teach, the more relevant the video, the more relevant the page, the more relevant the text, the images, the journey, the examples, the language, the more relevant, the better your results will be. And that, my friends, is how you pump up the jam, pump it up for your business. Hey, if you want to figure out how to start selling remotely like a frigging boss, I've got 20 minutes of free learning for you. It is my gift on how to sell remotely in this new world, aligning your marketing and your sales teams. And you can get access to that information at wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And I'll just knowledge bomb you for 20 minutes. My gift to you. All right, I'll continue to keep my eye on information that you can use to accelerate your business so you can pump up the jam, pump it up. All right, peace.